Shavuot Tov, today's daf is Abdallah, we're right at the top of the daf. So we're in the middle of discussing the relationship of semantics. Basically, we began with the question of the meaning of Or, but from there we came to various general halachas of Dibur, such as Yalam Ibadar Tzara, or the Yolam Al Yotzi Dabar Megumem Bipiv, and Motzi Dibau Ksil, the way in which a person would give over Surah Ra'ah, was the last thing that we discussed. And the Gemara continues here, and actually this is very logia, halacha lemaisa, because based on this sugya, we have a determination of whether someone is supposed to be notified that a relative has died, because I'm in Lechara from the Gemara before Motzi Dibau Ksil, and it would certainly appear that there's no issue to go around telling people about Surah Ra'ah. Let's take a look at the story over here. Rav, we know there was an interesting background to Rav in that his parents were unrelated to each other, but nonetheless were both related to Rukhiya, and they were, Rukhiya was his uncle from his mother's side and his father's side. It was a very cute relationship. I actually have a relationship like this in my family. It's fascinating. It comes from a second marriage, of course. If you could have someone who would have, they would have the same father, so that over here, Rav was the Bar Achua of Rukhiya. He was Rukhiya's brother's son, and he was also Bar Achte. He was also Rukhiya's sister's son. Now, the way that he did that is that one was related to Rukhiya with the common mother. The other one was related to Rukhiya, the common father. And then the mother afterwards went out and was married to somebody else and had a daughter. And that daughter ended up marrying the unrelated son. So it's like they're unrelated. It happens. It happens actually often enough in second marriage situations. We have the siblings over here that were initially related to him. So anyway, when he came, Kisalik Lahasa, when Rav came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and came to visit Rukhiya, so Omar Leh, he asked Rav, how is Ivo, your father, my brother, how's he doing? Omar Leh, Ima Kayema, don't you think you should ask about Ima? By the way, the son's name was Ivo, and the mother's name was Ima, which means his father's name was Ivo Abba, and his mother's name was Ima Ima. So when Rukhiya asked him, is Ivo alive? He said, don't you think you ought to ask about Ima? You only ask about the man. Omar Leh, okay, fine. Is Ima Kayema? Well, I mean, did I ever answer you whether Ivo was Kayem? So he understood that obviously they both had died. Omar Leh Leshame, so he told his valet, Chalotzli min alai, take my shoes off to be Mara Abelut, and other is also in wearing shoes. V'holich kelai acharai v'beit ha-merchatz, and then bring in my towel and all of what I'll need into the bathhouse, because I'm going to go take a shower. Shmamina, flat. So we see from here three things. Shmamina avela subni ilata sandal. First of all, it's clear that he was expressing the Abelut through ni ilata sandal. Shmamina shmu'a rechoka inano heged aliyom echad. It's clear that there's no din of your sitting shiva in this case, because it was after 30 days. Called the Shmuar Chokka, which is why he didn't sit Shiva, and indeed apparently didn't keep all the other dinim of Avivut. And this is how there's big machlokas, we showed him how to understand this, but this is how we paskin, that there is no chiyuv to keep all of the dinim of Avivut even for the short time in which one would keep Avivut of the Shmuar Chokka. It's only necessary to express the Avivut in something that would be very noticeable. So clearly a person takes off his shoes, everybody sees that wearing shoes, that's a very noticeable thing. Anything else that he would do, you could say, well, I didn't take a shower for an hour. That's not exactly the expression of Avivut. Or Kviyat Amitav, I mean, who knows what's going on. But Nilat HaSan, everybody sees. And furthermore, we see that since he said immediately, take my things into the Beit HaMerchat, Shvamina Mikzat HaYom Kukulo. So it's clear that it's enough to keep that one day for an hour. It's also good. It's basically an hour doesn't even mean an hour. It means some short time in which he expresses the Avivut, and then the Avivut is over. Now, the gears that we have of Ivo and Ima would not have told us what the din is by a father or mother. Ivo is the father of Rav, but it's the brother of Rukhiya. And Ima is the mother of Rav, the sister of Rukhiya. So, despite the fact that the Gemara, it seems here clearly he did not do Kriya. And indeed, the Rishonim bring a Raya from here that there's no Chiyav of Kriya on Ishmur Rechoka. Question is there a Chiyav of Kriya on a parent in Ishmur Rechoka? So, depending on how you learn this Sugya, you come out with different dinim. Because the Rabbeinu Hanano's years over here is that Rukhiya asked Rav about his own father, Al Aviv, not Al Ivo. And he answered him, well, Ivo's alive. Not the Lashon Tema, the way we have it. Well, you think Ivo's alive? Shouldn't you ask you whether Ivo's alive? He said, no, Ivo's alive. I didn't ask you about Ivo, I asked about Abba, meaning my Abba. So then he understood that his father was not alive. Then he said, so is Ima, meaning my mother, alive? So he said, well, Ima, my mother, meaning your sister, is alive, from which he understood that his mother was not alive. According to that, Girsa, and indeed the Rambam Paskas, like, there would be no din of Kriya on Aveim either, because that was the Maisa Shahayo over here, was an Aveim. La Maisa, we Paskin that on other Krovim there's no Chiv of Kriya, but on an Aveim, one would be Korea Laolam, even if it's long after the event. When Reb Chananel's Girsa, he was not being Korea Laolam Alima, which, as I said, the Rambam Paskas, maybe because he had Reb Chananel's Girsa too. Okay. But there's some other interesting nafkaminas in the halacha based on the change in the Girsa. But anyway, the intent is clear. Also, I mean, because of the fact that we saw the previous Sugya of Motzi, the Dibauk seal, there's clearly no inyan to inform someone. You know, now it's become like a big thing. You have to let people know that they have relatives at Shiva, and there's absolutely no such issue with love. There's no inyan to inform somebody of sitting Shiva. The only thing is that there's a minhag on a son to let a son know that his father died in order for him to be able to say kaddish. Because it's chus for the nifter, but obviously that needs to take into consideration. I can tell you, Maisa Shahaya, that my grandfather Zatzal was learning in Slobodka when his father died in a small town in Europe, and the altar paskin that he should not be told in order not to disturb a very special stage of his learning that he was, and he indeed wasn't told until after it was a shmul rechot. Didn't have to be mukayim all these halachas. Also, this halacha is that it's both for shiva and for shloshim. But it's not for Yud Beis Chodesh. And there's La'ak or Shloshim Yom, it's as if the Shloshim is already over. In being Noyeg, that was the two Girsos. The Rosh Shiva Zatzal was for his father.
See, I'm sorry if it took me a while to respond, but it seems so resolved.
That's what I'm telling you, that nowadays there's this weird feeling that people are supposed to be notified. People are not supposed to be notified. There is a minute to notify a son, not a daughter, because of Kaddish. But that's the main one. It's more important for the son to be learning. And it's a bigger switch for the father to have a son learning than to have him saying Kaddish. So why bother the son?
But what about the actual
effect of what? And here, what? What is it? I have no idea. I can't. I only know what the halacha is. I can't tell you about the secular perspective. Sorry.
You want to respond? It's fine.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Honestly. Anyway, so we have three limudim over here, and we pass in like these halacha. Ahudi Amar Donu Dini. Now comes another series of semantic elements, which are fascinating because they show the way in which the subliminal usage of language is an indication of one's identity. So there was a person, there was an individual who used to go around all the time, and he would say Donu Dini, the portion of Pshat according to most is that he would never take a normal discussion with anybody. Everybody had to be brought to court. I don't want to let if a Dayan tells me, I'll listen to the Dayan. You know people like this. It's always Donu Dini.
Sumi. So Sumi.
So Sumi. But he specifically was in terms of din, the midah of din. So Shomre, they said Shema mina midan ka'ati. Apparently this guy comes from Dan. Ketiv Dan Yadin Amo Kechat Shifte Yisrael. There's very sweet parishim as well. Because you should know that the Dinyan of Dan is related specifically to Dinyan in general to this. The tour brings that every month of the year has another Shevet attached to that month. The seventh, starting from Nisan, is Dan. So Dan is Tishrei. So the Dan of Dine is indeed the Mida of Tishrei, Moznaim, and of Din, and of Rosh Hashanah. And there's some who learned Dan of Dine that he would always be ready to listen to Din. Why? Because this is there's a beautiful chart of the Alshav Dan Yadin Amok Yachashiv Tei Israel. He learns that that means that Dan is so makbid to have no prejudice in Din that anyone from their own shevet they will treat exactly Yachashiv Tei Israel. According to that, the Danu Dine, he was saying anything that the Dayan says, I accept. No, I don't believe that there's any prejudice that he's being paid off or anything else. That's Shmami from Dan Kasi. Where else could he have a meeting like that? There's a guy who always used to walk around and say, Akaf Yama Asisni Bir Ata. The two main parush of what this would mean. On the seashore, a little bush is the equivalent of a cedar tree anywhere else. Or on the seashore, if I could build, that's where I would build my castle. Or on the seashore, even a little hut is a castle. Anyway, the question is, Davika Azul Yomar, he would go around whispering this. So some tiny after him that he was he had some kind of, weird Avodah Zorah relationship to the sea. It sounded like a mantra. So Bat Klacharov, they checked him out, and they discovered that he came from Zvulun. And then everything made sense. Since it says, Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkon, so obviously he will be entranced by the sea. Right, so here, it's interesting, here it says Bat Klacharov, and the other one is just a Shmagna. That's why they say there must have been a problem, that they were being invited. Furthermore, we'll have to say that this event occurred during the time of the Bayit Rishon stone. It was possible to be Baitik the Shvatim, because afterwards you're going to be Baitik after to find out the concept. Then when Ezra was Isaac and the Yachis been Israel, so they could be Baitik Bunker. Interesting.
Are you talking to the next day?
Yes.
Yeah. Because since the Karban Pesach fell together.
Yeah. That's a famous job. There's a whole. We took for granted, there are others who argue on that. We took for granted that the pshat was, in order to make it a place in Barnea's neighborhood, that the pshat was that they killed the goy because he had been nichnas shelo kedin. Lemaise, a lot of people don't really like that pshat because who's to say he went in? Maybe he ate in Yerushalayim. And what's the riot that he was dafka there that they killed him? Okay, I mean, we're putting it in. It must be. What did it?
To get a Pesach, you have to come to the Zohar. Everybody came in and said.
The people that were shechting for him. One of the members of Chabur was there. He waited back at home. They brought it. I mean, it's not saying it's impossible. It's a Katlu is Mashba because he ate it. The others have other Pirushim. Why would they kill him? It's not even clear why a guy that is Nikla should be killed either. There's many who learn that the Hurdis sign was only Mikach HaMalchus. It wasn't Mikach HaDin. There's no Din on a guy that he's. One shot is that they killed him because he was over on Gezel. Because he was Lomayat, the Chalak of the people that were there, misrepresenting himself, and he had no right to take it, and therefore he had stolen from the Korban Pesach, and so he's Chayef for the Shevim Mitzvah Noach, and Gezel. Others learn, I assume this is what you're talking about, is that the Bnei Me'ayim are Asuri to a Goy, because it has a din of Eber Menachai. Since when you shecht it, it's considered by the Jew shecht, so it's considered now already to be Butel in a basket of it. So then that means a Goy shouldn't need it, but you don't serve the Bnei Me'ayim, the Korban Pesach, but it doesn't matter, but it was cooked together with the Bnei Me'ayim. Since it was cooked with the Bnei Me'ayim, so no. He was over on the Achila of Eber Menachai. Is that what he said? Yeah, but that's pride. I think that was his person. But anyway, it's fascinating. Fine, it's one of these Mitzvah Shabbos relaxed times. But maybe we better get moving. Ashtar the Kaimalah. This is Malka. Getting back to our subject, we're now ready to say that everybody is made of the Kuliyama or Urto. In other words, it's clear that the Chiyav of Bidikat Hamed is at night of the 14th. And why would that be? I mean, certainly myth. The Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Meir, we'll see later on that there is a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to the extension of time that we give for the Yisur Chometz. How many hours before you're not allowed to be eating Chometz, being banned from Chometz. But I mean, certainly everybody is made of that. The Din Diorita is that Chometz is also only Shesha or Kulamala on the 14th. Why can't we be bodeh, say an hour before, at the beginning of the sixth hour, give you time, do the bedika, burn it before it becomes asur, and then everything is fine. So that way we would have an hour to do the bedika. Don't tell this to a brisker. I mean, the bedika itself has to take 24 hours. But we'll give you an hour for the bedika. And then as long as you get rid of it before it becomes asur, so now you're a makayim, you're mitzvah. You got there before the yisukot, and stash bisuzar, and everything would be fine, no? Says the Gemara, I think you're going to want to say, that's reason why of the mitzvahs, right? I mean, just wait till the last hour. We'll give you a chance, an opportunity to recover your mitzvah before. Even so, says the Gemara, you could do it from the morning. I mean, listen, even Avram Avinu was a great series of mitzvahs. He didn't go the night before. He went only in the morning. So then, the Nivdok Nitzafra, the Chiva Vayom HaShmini Yimol B'sar Lato. Look, it says in the Torah on the eighth day to do Nivah. V'tanya kol hayom kulo kosher l'milah shizrizir makdimim l'mitzvot shenemar v'yashkem Avram v'boker. V'yashkem Avram v'boker tells you that he gets up early in the morning. Over there, he was getting up early in the morning to go to the Akedah. That's because in the Chorah you can't travel at night. As we said earlier, we learned it out of that pasuk that v'yolam yetzei adam b'chito, is that even if you're in a rush, you shouldn't be able to leave earlier, right? Especially on the Talmud Chacham. There we learn out the Gemara Chulin. Talmud Chacham ha'yetzei yechidi b'alayla. So Tosfos says that l'maisa the Gemara Pesachim was not learning it out from this pasuk of Vayashkev Avram b'boker. It was learning it out from the pasuk by Tzedon, because to the Akedah, first of all, he wasn't alone. And it says b'feirish he had his avodim with him, Arim with him. And there's no hakpod on how it's only ha'yetzei yechidi. Not to go out with an entourage, and furthermore, shluchim mitzvah and nizokin, who was going out in order to attend the mitzvah of the Akedah there, l'chori would not have to be makbid, and al yetzi yechid b'layla. There's two times it says vayashkim avram b'boker. The fact that he didn't want to be around Sodom at the time of the din, and so on and so forth. Okay, meila, it's a nice hanhaga, but it's not. You can't say that it's a chiyuv. So over there, but that's where they were learning from. So there would be no inyan to go back prior to Tzafra. Because, I mean, even Avraham Avinu didn't go the night before. Why not? That's the Indian. The Indian is there's a mitzvah. It's okay, so go out in the morning. So therefore, that can't be the reason. Amr Ibn Akbar Yitzchak, it's very simple. We want to make a takana that's going to be done at a time that we know people are generally at home. So then they should get together and everybody should go down to the Matika. And works out beautifully because we want a time where the Or HaNer is Yafel HaBedika. The best way to be Bodik is Lor HaNer, as we'll see later. And that best time for that is in the night. So Memela, the original takana is made for the reasons of logistics, not the reasons of Zrizut. Om Rabbayin, once there is now a takana, as Bedavke night, then Haid Surim Mirabonim. Lo liftach b'idnei burta de tlesa, de nige arbeisa. A Talmud Chacham should be careful not to start learning at the time in which the day is switching between the 13th to the 14th, the beginning of the night, because Dibbo Mashkalei Shvaitza, how does he know how he might get involved in a sugya? It'll schlep out forever. Vatinim nuimi mitzvah, he'll end up not being makayim his mitzvah proper. Bo mi neimir b'navim b'yitz. You're talking about a chiyav of a year of a deer. How exactly does that chiyav work? Is that a chiyav on the house, that you're supposed to be bodeg the house? Is it a chiyav on an individual to be bodek any place that he brought chametz in? It is a chiyav on a person who's going to be in a particular location to make sure that he's bodek chametz, that he won't find chametz in that location. The easy way to see is, let's talk about a rental. What's the number of rental? Somebody goes ahead, he goes ahead and he rents now a house out on the 14th. So he's actually living in the house. Do we say that the one who owned the house, now is renting it out to someone, since the chamira didayu, since it's his chametz, so then he was present at the time of the beginning of the chiyuv. I said, but I'm not even going to be there. Doesn't matter. The takana was takana on you at that time, and therefore you have to take care of it. We don't know. We're asking. Learned out. I don't know what you mean. Rented. I'm sorry. We'll see. The Gemara is going to make that distinction in a moment. So, or do we say perhaps ala socher lito? Because lamaisa, the one who is going to be exposed to the chametz, the iser of the chametz, is now the iser b'shutekai. The iser is in his own rishus, and therefore he should be the one that has to take care of it. Tashma. So first, the Gemara wants to compare this, interestingly enough, to the din of mezuzah. The din of a mezuzah, and I'm askir bayit l'chaveiro. Somebody who is renting out a house does not have responsibility to put up a mezuzah. Al ha-socher la-sot la-mezuzah. The one who is now going to be living there, he's the one that has to make the mezuzah, despite the fact that an hour before I, the owner, was living in the house and had to put in a mezuzah then. But if I give over now the house to the next guy and he rents my furnished apartment, he can't say, but what do you mean? You had a key of a mezuzah. Listen, buddy, it's not your problem. Right now it's your problem. So if that's the case, the same thing over here. Before, this is how Tosus understands the comparison. Before this, if I hadn't rented it out to you, the night before already, I had a fear. So now you're going to say, so how can I turn to you and say, but listen, you're the guy that's going to be in the house, therefore you should take care of it. Why not? I can do that. See that for a mezuzah? That's the halacha. So maybe the way in which they were koveya the chiyav of betika is to be koveya on the home, so that a house is chayav to be nivdak, either by the person who owns it or by the person who's living there, if somebody else other than the owner is living there. It would be a chiyav to see to it that the house is badur.
By the one who's
saying it. So if it would be similar to mezuzah, then it would be a din, and we see that a bayit relates to a dar. The ikurin of a bayit is the one who lives in the bayit, so fine. So therefore, it should be on the one who's living there. Says the Gemara, there's no comparison at all. Over there, the whole point is, and Rashi learns the inyan, is that there's a reason to be koveya that mezuzah is chovat hadar. Because since there are inyanim of a mezuzah that are shamer on the bayit, and that are shamer on the individual who has put up that mezuzah, and so on, therefore, it makes sense to be koveya because of the dira in the bayit, and not because of the bayit per se. But that doesn't necessarily imply that that's the halacha here. Hachamai. Over here, what would be the halacha? Now, this raises, by the way, all types of interesting issues. Because, again, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of the Masechta, we're going to see more of this as we go along, there's a big question as to what the chiyav of bedika is. We spoke about the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi. Rashi, the Mishnah, initially says that the reason for the bedika is in order not to be over by Yireya by Yimatzei. Okay, as Tosfos says, what do you mean? To be over by Yireya by Yimatzei? The bittul is enough, and Bodek anyway has to be Mavato. By the way, there's some who answered that by saying the Rashi was going on the Mishnah. The time of the Mishnah wasn't a takona that Habodek Tzarech Shivato. That came later, the time of Gemara. So they were Rashi saying, is the Yikr takona of Bedika may well have been to see to it that you're not over on by your Rabbi Yimatzei? Okay, but let's assume for a moment that the issue is by your Rabbi Yimatzei. Who would be over in this case? I leave my chometz in a house, and then I rent out the house to somebody else. That somebody else doesn't want my chometz. He's going in there, he says, well, I'm not interested in your chometz, it's Pesach. So why don't I will rent only the house and not the chometz. And therefore, my house will be completely chometz free, and I don't need to make a bedikah because I didn't bring any chometz into that. That sounds like a great idea.
It's okay.
Huh? The socher should be able to say, I don't want the chometz. I wasn't kidding your chometz. I certainly don't not makabel any achrayut for your chometz. Then what would be the din? This is a very interesting grah. The grah tain is that the din of achrayut on chometz to be chayev is only if the chometz of a nochri is in the rishus of Yisrael. But if the chometz of a Yisrael is in the rishus of Yisrael, even though he's not makabel achrayus on, he would be over. Whatever, we'll see when we get to the sukkah. So according to him, it's really strange. Because I mean, tain, the only one who's going to be over is the one who rented the house. It shouldn't be the one that definitely should be doing the bedikah. Others say neither of them will be over lemaisa. The question over here is only the tircha of the takona. You're not going to be over. I'm not going to be over to socher because it's not my chometz. I don't want the chometz. I was never zayich on the chometz. To the other guy, it's not over because it's not in his rishus. And the loyal achar is not a din illegal. It's a din that hasn't been in your rishus. Not in my rishus anymore. I rented the whole thing out. I gave it away. So the meila, neither will be over. So the only shayla over here would be the technicality of how do we view the chiyuv completely divorced from any possible bad things that would come out if it wasn't makayim. Who's got to do the tircha? Again, we'll be getting back to this theme throughout the first part of the mesechta. So I just want to keep raising it as we come to it. So we don't have a raya yet. Good thing that we have a good source. If the handing over of the key did not take place until the night of Bedikat Chametz, then the guy who is renting out the house, the owner, in other words, he was in possession at the time of the Chalot HaChiyuv, he remains the one who's chayav. The Chiyuv doesn't leave him to go to the renter. On the other hand, if the maskir gave over the maftechot to the socher before the beginning of the arba'asa, see, misha masar lo maftechot chal arba'asa, then ala socher livdok. Rashi's lashon is that the misirata maftechot is koneh. And since it's koneh, so he now has all of the responsibilities. The other guy is if he never had shaykhus to the house. Tosfos doesn't like that, brings rayas that misirat maftechot is certainly not koneh. You have to go. The most that it does, it gives you the option to go now to be koneh, and the other guy can't say anything. But you need to still do a chazaka on the house. It's not the Monsieur Mafteach, there's an actual kinyan on the house. And therefore, huh?
Opening the door will be enough.
Yeah, well, what I mean, they're making some change. So
the,
huh? No, you can't make a kinyan siddur to be koneh a house. So therefore, the Ri says over here, that's talking about that he was not mafteach in the house. Not that there was really a kinyan. The point over here is that the chachonim made the takona on the one who is biyodo to do it. So if I have the keys. So we were simple, it's simple as that. It doesn't matter, yeah, kinyanim. Others learn, however, that when it comes to schirut, that Tosfos says raya is a raya only in terms of kinyan abayit for ownership. But schirut, a kinyan of use, is indeed a true kinyan, even with Mitzirah. But again, it's not this more of a sugya of Kribba Mitzirah issues, but Lamaisa, it's an interesting side pointer. Bomi name Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayit l'chaviro ba'arba asa. Another question. Since someone who was in possession of a house on the night of Bedikat Chametz knows that he's got a chiyuv to do it, he goes ahead and he gets a renter the next day. Okay? He leaves town, let's say. So we'll see. So now the rent. Oh my God, I forgot to ask him whether he did Bedikat Chametz or not. What a mess. So now, cheskato. We'll see that this is the case. Cheskato baduko and cheskato baduko. Do we assume that the bedika had been done or not? I understand. We might not do it. Why don't you just give the guy a telephone call? I mean, l'shayle. No, he doesn't carry a cell phone. The lete lahai de l'shayle. Or maybe he turned it off. So the question is, l'atruche lahai mai. Does the renter now have to go and do a bedika just in case? It's interesting. I mean, the obvious question is the Sefer Rabbanan, Sefer Lekula. You're not going to be over by your rabbi much because you're going to be Mavat.
It's not yours anyway. Even if it's a
Chazan.
It's not
mine. Well,
if you
have
one, the
Chametz
in the house,
right? Yeah, that's true. Even if I wouldn't be Mavat, I don't have any Chametz in the house. Well, it's a whole shadow whether I became the Rabbanan. Okay, so Sefer Rabbanan Lekula. When would you say? But over here we need that it should be Mamish Cheskazo Baduk, not enough just to create a suffix. Certainly a suffix here. Certainly a suffix. So many point out that this suffix Rabbana Lekula is certainly not going to apply in a takana which is made mitama suffix. And the whole idea is to make sure that you don't have chametz in your house. That's what the takana medika was. If you say suffix Rabbana Lekula, then we might as well forget about doing a medika's chametz. I already did my house. We told him it's a suffix. Maybe I cleaned my house. You say, well, yeah, maybe there's a maybe. There's something don't want to look wrong. It's the whole chiyuv was in order.
Yeah, but not on me. Not on me now in this apartment.
Okay, again, I'm just raising the issue. So a lot of very cute masav matan, lomdish masav matan. I just like to raise the issues here. Okay, so anyway, that's the shayla. We can't ask the guy. By the way, we see from here lechora that it would be an inyan of asking. We'll see in a minute. So my amalav nachra yitzer. What lechora we have a raya from the following mishnah. Hakol ne'amanim avir chameit afilu nashim afilu avadim afilu ktanim. We will trust anybody who tells us, even a kid says that this house was checked. We rely on that. So my time mahanig. Why would we rely on that? Lav mishum the cheskato baduk. Isn't it because there's a chazaka that lamaisa a house was checked, and so mamela we accept that they say it was checked. This is a little bit strange because I mean it's obvious. I mean, though we're going to get to the Gemara later, but it's obvious that can't be the explanation, because then why did anybody have to say so? Well, let's first take a look at the sugya and we'll get back.
I mean, why would there be a suffix whether it's bothered?
No, it has nothing to do with listening to them. You're telling me the only reason I'm believing them is because there's a cheskato baduk. So now I don't need to believe them. I believe them. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. But first, let's see, because that's part of the Gemara. Just first is what. So we're like, what does the Hava mean in the Bichlal? So let's proceed the Gemara. So la mishum de cheskato baduk. Why would cheskato baduk? Because clearly the kasavra kol chaverim hein meitzo b'dikat chametz. That when it comes to b'dikat chametz, everyone has a status that the chaver has vis-a-vis maaser. So we know when it comes to maaser, the tanya chaver shemet v'niyach miguram le'aperot afilu hein b'nei yoman aren b'cheskat b'tukanim. That if a chaver would be mekabel on himself didn't have a root about making sure that everything that he has is miusar when he takes it from an aret. If he dies, we assume that anything in his home was mitukan, despite the fact that it clearly was only turned into chayev material today. In other words, it was only put in whatever its gemar malacha was in the particular thing. We see that it was just done today. Doesn't matter. Once he was being eisikin, he'd be eisikin until the end, and he would have taken off trumas and maisers. So that's true. Now we're saying about anything that people are makbid on, it's the equivalent of a chaver that we know is makbid on, and that would create a chazaka. Says the gemara, well, I mean, Dilma Shani Afa Mishum Tagamri Han? Maybe over here it's different because they're saying that it was Badu. No, come on. I mean, Otto Amir Dahani Midi Mishashi Yitbei. Why would we believe them anyway? I mean, they're not kosher for Edom, so would we believe them? So, I understand. So, well, we don't believe them. So, what are you saying? Cheskato baduk. And why are we talking about hakol ne'emanim? That's irrelevant. It's not that anybody's ne'eman. All you should say is kol habatim becheskat badukim. All you need to say is that any home has a chazaka that it was baduk the arba asa. Instead, you're saying that we believe anybody that tells us. So clearly, it's not because of a chazaka. So then, so what's the pshat? So, okay, and if that's the pshat, so then we can prove the opposite. If you're telling me it's only because these people said so, then you see that we don't have a chazor. So elamai mishum amir dahani. In other words, halo amri ani. If they hadn't said it was baduk, lo, then you wouldn't be allowed to rely that it was baduk. Oh, so then we could bring a raya that tifshot minei dein cheskato baduk. Well, it could be like this. Maybe in general, cheskato baduk. The case over here is that we know muvzaklan de lo badak. The kamehani bedikne. This is a separate question. The nashim avarim ketanim do not claim it was baduk. They claimed we were bodek it, but we know that the guy wasn't bodek the house. So the question over here was a completely different question. Can you trust a katan or an isha to do bedikat chametz? The Tosfos says, "Well, it's an obvious one. We trust. There's one eidach and then the bisurim. We trust women for everything. We've heard such. Of course, we trust one." Only because it's Rabbanu, we trust them on dear ices all the time. I was saying, on Nidus, we trust them on cooking, we trust them on food. If we're not going to trust women, you forget about it. I mean, you might as well leave the world. What kind of wild thing is this? They take care of the Nikor, of the Basar, of the. I mean, you can't have more rias than it says, Maisim Bechol Yom, whoever is such a thing. It's Eidach and Amad Bissuri. Certainly includes women all the time. So Tosu says, had it been a Diraita, this Mokrazi Yushalmi, had it been a Diraita, we wouldn't have believed Nashim Riptai. Why? Because things that are a tremendous kircha to do, we believe that Nashim and Ketanim find ways to be made. So therefore, because they're completely different issues, because of the crazy tircha that's involved in Bidikat Chametz, opening up your drawers, taking out your stuff, bending down, getting under the closets, I forget about it already. I've been through a month of this cleaning. I'm going to have to do this now. What, because some rabbi said, I've got to go through the motions. You think I'm an idiot? So, yeah, it's fine. I looked. So a nice cursory look should also be enough. So, Lemaisa, normally on something that has difficult tircha that's involved, so we would not be maiming them if it were the erase. But over here, so ma'at tamei lo lenu rabbanon, kamashman given the bdikat chametz min rabbanonu, because after all, midiraita bebitul bi'alma sagile, all you need to do over here is to be mabato. Therefore, imnu rabbanon b'rabbanon. Since we're only dealing with rabbanon, the rabbanon were masking to accept testimony even of someone that they have suspicions about they're willing to put out the work for. Now Rashi says over here, we come to the crux of one of the important machlokas about the issue of b'dikat chametz min rabbanon to b'diraita b'bitul b'yal masage. Rashi learns b'bitul b'yal masage. Take a look in your Rashi, my short Rashi. D'chtiv tashbit v'lo k'tiv t'va'alu. The Torah never said to burn chum. The Torah said be mashbit. To be mashbit is an internal mechanism. Mashbata the leiv havi hashbata. If in your mind this chametz is meaningless, so it's mushbat for you. I'm not being osik in it, but Shabbat itself. Shabbat, because I'm off of it. I'm off of Malach. I'm off of it. Okay, I'm off of it. It's gone. Tosfos is extremely upset by that approach. What that approach is, of course, is very, very much what we do. Think about it. In other words, we never talk about making our chametz heter or anything like that. We talk about it's being ka'afra the arrow. I understand. If you want to be mafra, say it's after. You want to be safe. What is this? Well, something. Well, that's because it does this. We'll see. So the afra the arrow part is exactly what Rashi is saying. Make it irrelevant, and then it's no longer chametz, because it's mushbat from its function. It's chametz. That, you're eating it as much of it again, as chametz. You don't need offer.
It means after.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't nothing wrong. It could be. That we'll see later. So Tosfos says, this doesn't make any sense, and this is such a critical thing. I think it's Kedai for us. Let's take a look at this. Also, short Tosfos. When he rises with Bito Baal Masayde, Hirish Bekunjus, Mirechtiv Tashbitu, Velochtiv Tevaru, Amashbata Belevi, the Kashalari, as that possible. Hashbata most definitely does mean Havara, not Bito, because we're going to see later on that the raya that there's a din of doing hashbata before Pesach is because since there's this tashbitu, which can only be done by burning, and you're not allowed to do burning because it's an av malacha. I mean, what do you mean? Tashbitu is not an av malacha according to Rashi. So clearly the Gemara is saying that tashbitu means burning. What do you? We'll see. Okay, let's just get to the Ri. Omeri, two lines later. The midiraita b'bitu ba'al masagi is not because of hashbata. It means if he's mevatel, that he's making it hefker. That's the pshat. And therefore, it goes out of his reshut. Not because it's not chametz, but because it's not his chametz. That's the point. Completely different mechanism. And since the Torah only asked your own chametz, because that means you can't see your own chametz, but so if it's not yours, it's not yours. Therefore, you won't be over on it, midiraita. And I, the din is, are the Amina ben Adar and Hefker b'fnei shlosha. You need to be in front of three people to be mafkir. That's a takona, but midiraita ain't otzariyik. And therefore, when it comes to the bedikat chametz, basically what you're doing is you're being mafkir your chametz. And in so doing, it's not going to be yours to be over. But it certainly is chametz exactly the same before. It's worse than that. If you notice, what he says is, acharei shebitlo havi hefker. Not that the act of bitl is I am hereby mafkir, but that in saying, this is also mask. The derech of bitl is to say it's kafir yara. If it's kafir yara, I'm essentially saying, well, I'm a vater on my baalut. I'm a baalut on
the yara. So
that's the whole shaila. What kind of hefker is that? How does that work? And what kind of bitam hefker is that? But these are the two essential approaches that we'll talk about throughout the sugya. Is hashbata itself b'chayv bitl b'leib, or the hashbata has nothing to do with it? It's the lecha and the yisra b'yara b'yimatzei that we're talking about, not the chiyuv of being shavas, as Tosfos says, but getting it out of your issues, which is in heft.
Which is separate than the people being levar and chametz.
Correct. Completely. That's a separate thing. That's if you weren't levar. Could you have an option of being either shavas? If you left it in your issues, so then you have to levar it. If you're levar it, maybe you have to levar it after the tzreif. That was easy enough. Now Tosfos, as I mentioned earlier, is concerned by that crazy havanah. I mean, how did the Gemara think that the reason that we believe it's a contradiction in terms. Yeah. I believe you because cheskas obadar. Then you're saying, I don't believe you. What, I mean, the words don't even make sense. So what's the chat? Says the reader that it's talking over here about a case where the owner is be'ir. And therefore, what it's telling you is that if it were cheskas obadar, nonetheless, I would need to be mevayer whether he had done it or not. And from here we bring a raya. It does bring this raya. It's brought the halakha in many cases. That where you can be mevarer something, even though you have a chazaka, you don't rely on the chazaka, you'll go out to be mevarer. Of course, the immediate question is, what about issues like trefot and so on, where you could be mevarer, you're not mechuyev to be mevarer. Okay, the machalik between things that have a tremendous amount of tircha or don't have a tremendous amount of tircha. But it's not so much. But that's how Tosfos learns it. So yeah, the question over here is not whether they're believed bichlal, but whether they're believed that it isn't necessary not to find out. So therefore, I'm saying, if there wouldn't be a chazak at all, what do you mean we're going to believe them? And if there's a chazak without them, we'd have to ask. So it must be the reason we believe them is because there is a chazak, and they're backing up the chazak. And on that basis, we don't have to be vayir. So at least it makes the Gemara have a havamir at least. Right, to that sound. Iboilu. Hamaskir bayit chaveiro. Becheskat baduk. Matzoshino baduk. The guy pulls a little bit of shtick. This happens all the time. It's incredible. It is the classic story of the house rentals in Israel for Pesach. Family arrives, Erev Pesach, and it turns out the house wasn't booked. So, what's the deal? Mi havik emekach ta'ut? Can the guy insist on getting his money back? Oh, lo. Meaning, if he's insisting on his money back, do we accept, this is how Rashi learns, do we accept that he's really wants his money back because it wasn't butter, or because he got a better deal in a hotel, and therefore this is a great way out? What's the assumption of what's really going on? Toshmat, yom rabaye, lo mi boy ba'atra, de lo yahave agrol batku. Not only in a case where the location, the minig and the location is that people do not do B'dikas Chametz as a service. So you don't hire, it's a great idea. You don't, but after this daf yomi, there's going to be only service.
Yeah. So
you, that's right. You don't hire a group of botkin to take care of your house. Fine, upstanding yeshiva bokrim who are not atzlanim. So over there, you do it yourself. The mitzvah, we don't consider that a person would actually have charot on a deal because it forces him to do a mitzvah. I say, you'll do the mitzvah. No, grace, I can do that. So you're happy to get a chance of doing the mitzvah. So go soft. The renter. See, if he's changing his mind, it's because he got a better deal. So we don't believe he changed his mind.
This is truly a very cynical sugya.
Why?
No, just the way it's perceived. Like, you know, like everybody's got an angle to play, and everybody's looking for a way out. And
that's called cynicism.
I'm cynical.
Well, okay, one man's cynicism is another man's.
And I feel about it, the avi agro, but even where the norm is that people pay for chometz busters. And he'd say, listen, you're costing me money, as I assume you would already pay. And they mitzvah. People are even willing to pay to do a mitzvah. They're not going to have charot about the whole thing. It's not
hard. We don't have, say there's no recourse.
No, and he's saying, there is no recourse. It's
that means that he can't even.
This is a shaila. So if it was made as a tanai, not as a chazok, you can certainly collect considering that's for sure. The shaila is whether he has a right to pull out. Because if Lamai said it was based on that, and the guy says, okay, fine, so I'll pay now. He says, what do you pay now? I meant to come to our house. I think this wasn't the deal. Goodbye. It's not going to help you to pay now. Now, the upcoming Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh V'Sorfim B'Tfilat Sheish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba Ochlin Kol Chamesh V'Sorfim B'Tfilat Sheish. Everybody agrees that we have a harchaka from the Diyaraita. We start burning the chametz not at the end, but at the beginning of the 6 hours, and we don't eat either for an hour before, for 2 hours before, depending on the shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. But certainly, it seems to be taken for granted over here. But the Kulei Alma Mi'al Chametz B'Sheish Sha'ot L'Mala Asur. It's a given that chametz is osur from the 6 hour, end of the 6 hour on Erev Pesach. How do we know that? We know. Well, Rabbi, look, I mean, if you read the Pesukim of the Torah, you come out with a little bit of a contradiction. On the one hand, it says, Shiv'at yamim se'or lo yimatzei b'vatecha. On the other hand, it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbitu se'or mi'vatecha. Now, if you're going to, b'yom harishon b'mashbit se'or, then that means that the day is going to be going by. There's already se'or in your rishos, but b'yom harishon, take care of it. Okay, so it's first day yonder, so I'm taking care of it. So then, but then it wasn't Shiv'at yamim lo yimatzei. Say, make up your mind. Is it a chiyuv b'yom harishon, or am I supposed to enter Pesach without any se'or? Or ketzah? The only way to understand this is that when it says b'yom harishon, what it means is l'rabot arba'asar lebiur. It's got to be telling you that the rishon means the first day that you're involved with the tikkunim of chametz, but not the first day of the chag. Okay, so let's say it means that. So then maybe it means the whole 14th. Or let's say it means make sure you start from the night before. How do you know it means the 14th b'chlal? I mean, why can't we say Shivat Yamim means 7 days as opposed to 7 nights? Comes along now, this thing by Yom HaRishon, to tell me that, no, as soon as the first day comes, you got to go ahead, and the night before already, Lele Chamishasa, Yurchayev and Biur. In other words, Shivat Yamim, plus you got to prepare from the night before. So Biyom HaRishon, right away at the beginning, Tashbitu, so that by the time you get to the morning, you'll have 7 full days in which there won't be any chametz.
When does that start?
First day in the morning is your first day that has to be completely without chametz day.
Is the 14th?
No, the 15th.
But
the night before, you'd have to make sure already that you didn't have chametz. But you could start at night. It doesn't mean you have to start the day before. Because what the Torah was saying, only in the day there shouldn't be chametz. Maybe that's what it means. No. But Sagdai Chamina Yamim, that only the Yisra's Yamim Leilot comes along now, the Pasek of Avri Yom HaRishon is Kamash Manafil Leilot. I mean, no, that's impossible. I don't need a raya for that. Because we know that itki shashbatat se'or lachilat chametz. The Torah put together se'or lori matse bevatechem ki kol ochel machmetzet. Obviously, they go together. The point at which I'm not allowed to eat chametz, there already I know that there's a hashbatat se'or, so it can't be that. I also know that the time of the yitzur of achilat chametz. You say, okay, so maybe only yitzurs in the daytime. Shivat yamin. No, because achilat chametz is compared also to achilat matzah, because it says kol machmetz. At the same time as the chiyav of Tochlu Matzot. When is the chiyav of Tochlu Matzot? Be'erev Tochlu Matzot, which is the night before. So look, add up the psuk. Shivat yamim sor lo yimatzei bevatechen. Okay? When? Pikolocha machmetzet v'nivrutam. Achilat chametz, achilat matzah v'chiv, kol machmetzet lo tochelu. V'chol no shvatechem tochlu matzot. And matzah k'tiv be'matzah be'erev tochlu matzot. Therefore, forget about it. The 15th is out of the running. Because I already know without anything about Ach mi omer ishon tashbitu. I've known already that I wasn't allowed to have chametz in my house anytime on the 15th. So it's got to mean the 14th. Okay, fine, sir. I accept. It's got to be the 14th. Fine. So now we add another day. The night of the 14th. Make sure the chametz is burned by the night of the 14th. How do you get the 6th hour? Where'd that come from?
By the night of
the 14th? The night of your chametz. Check your chametz and burn it. What are we waiting till the next day? So ve'imal rabot lele arba asar l'biur. Maybe it means the night before. Bima v'ayar the chametz. No, it says bayom. Specifically, I mean, Bayom already tells me that the daytime is the time in which I have to be mashbit the chametz. Okay, daytime. Last I heard, the daytime starts in the morning. I mean, what's the 6th hour? So in a mitzafra. So then start at the beginning of the morning. Ah, but it says ach Bayom Harishon. Ach Bayom Harishon is always a miyat to be mechalek. Ach chalak. So therefore, suddenly part of this day, split it right down the middle. Rashi brings here. I mentioned it to you earlier. Here's where Rashi brings the olive base, the ach asbata olive base, in which ach equals chet. And you take the olive base, split into 3, 8, 8, 8. So then the letters Aleph, Chav, equal Chet, Tzadik. So that means Av is Chet. Okay, so but I mean, it's obviously just a cute remiss, but the concept of Rak and Av and so on clearly semantically means the but, not the whole, not Bayom HaRishon, but elements of Bayom HaRishon. So that means, okay, so it's what the Yom HaRishon. So therefore, from the 6th hour up, then it's Mechuyev for Hashbata. That's why we're taking for granted that the din of Hashbata is indeed on the 14th, even though it says Yom HaRishon. That Yom HaRishon has got to mean the Yom HaRishon which are being Isaac in Pesachim, not of the actual Chag. And now, how much of that day? Ach, of that day. So let's split it in half. Now we have a machlokes for Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about how much we want to be marchik the machilos comment. 2 hours, 1 hour, but that's how we get the middle of the day.
Is that Ach always? It's not,
yeah,
like that?
Ach, it's always like that.
Ach Sameach as well?
Yeah, that's the question of what so where we learn out in some certain things that you're not supposed to. Fine. We haven't finished. But tomorrow. Okay, we've been going on long enough here, and now it's time for Zohar. Rav Baruch with Rav Chiyo Ubarachte. Kisana Klata Marmalei Aibu Kaim Marmalei Ha Ima Kayamet Marmalei Ima Kayamet Marmalei No Aibu Kayam Marmalei Shmaya Chalot Sri Medati Valich Kilei Achrei Labitam Nechatz Shma Mina Tlat Shma Mina Avela Sub Linata Sandal Shma Mina Shma Rechokai Nano Eged Al Yom Echad Ushma Mina Mikzat Hayom Kikulo Avuti Omer Donu Dini Ame Oh Shma Mina Midan Kaati Dichtiv Dan Yadina Moke Echad Shifte Yisrael Avuti Avigaz Avi Amra Kif Yamas Isni Birata בודקו וישלחו דם זבולון קאתי דכתיב, זבולון לחוף ימים ישכון. ואשתה וקיימנו דקו לימו אור אורתו ומכתה. בין לרבי יהודה בין לרבי מאיר חמץ אינו עשרה למישה שעות ולמעלה. נבדוק בשף. וחייתה מזריזה מקדימה למצוות, פיין. נבדוק מצפרה. דכתיב וביום השמיני ימות צר לטוב ותאי כל היום כולו כושל מילה. אלא שזריזים מקדימים למצוות שרמה וישכם אברהם בבוקר.
Amunach Rabbi Yitzchak, the takana was b'sha'ash b'nei adam mitzvim v'vateyem, and oraner yafel b'dika. Omer Rabbi Yehuda chayt surim mirabonan lo liftach b'id nebiur to the place of diyar ha'pesar, demamash k'v'shmait teibati v'mnuyem mitzvah. בוא מן אבר מנהק ומראי יצחק, המזכיר בית לחבירו בארבע עד עשר. על בי לבדוק, על המזכיר לבדוק, תחביר את ידיו, עוד יום על הסוחר לבדוק, תיסור ברשות הכוי. תשמע, המזכיר בית לחבירו על הסוחר לעשות לו מזוזה? נא, אתה אומר בשער שהמזוזה חובת הדר היא ברח המאי. אומר לו מנהק ומראי יצחק תנינה, המזכיר בית לחבירו אמר שלא מסר למבטח אותך על ארבע עד עשר, על המזכיר לבדוק. אם מישהו מסר למבטח אותך על ארבע עד עשר, על הסוחר לבדוק. בואו מנהל נער בי יצחק המאסקי בית לחברו בארבע עשר חזקתו בדוק, או אין חזקתו בדוק. ומאי נפקא מינא לשיילא, דלי תיבאי ולשלא יראי. Question is, זה צורך אלי, מאי. אומר לו נער בי יצחק תניתוה, הכל נאמר עם אביר חומץ אפילו נשים אפילו עבדים אפילו קטנים. מאי תאמר מהאמר, מסבי משום, תחזקתו בדוק. תכסב הכל חברים מאמץ ובדיקת חמץ. תתניה חבר שמת וניח בגורה מלאה פירות, אפילו עם בני אומן הרי הם בחזקת מתוקנים. ממאי, דומה שאני אף משום דקה מיאמי. כמה נעתו אמירה, אני מי למשל שאית בן? אוקיי, אבל מה, זה חזקתו בדוק? Then why say הכל נאמנים? You should say, כל עבדים בחזקת בדוקים ארבע עשר מבוילת. אוקיי, פיינס, you're saying משום אמירה אני. So in other words, לא אמירה אני לא, so then תפשוט מידע אין חזקתו בדוק. Bottom line is, ליאול אמיר מלאכה חזקתו בדוק. אך בהסקינן, דמוחזק לנדה לא בדק. כמרי, הני, but we ourselves בדיקנה. מה לתאם הבולה נו רבונן? כמה שבון, כיוון לבדיקת חמץ בן רבונן הוא, תמדירי תרביטו ועמוסגי, אם נו רבונן בן רבונן. איבואו. המזכיר בית לחברו בחזקת בדוק, ומצאו שאינו בדוק מהו. מיהווי כמקח טעות או לא? תשמעתי, אמר רבי אלוהים, בואי ואתו דו יביא אגרובות כנך לנשקים במצווה בגופה. אלא אפילו ואתו דו יביא אגרובות כנך לנשקים במצווה בממוני. צנעת, רבי מאיר אומר אוכלים כל חמש שרפים בתחילת שש, ורבי ידע אומר אוכלים כל ארבע תלמים כל חמש ושרפים בתחילת שש. ומינואל, כולי ימה מיד, חומץ משש שעות ולמעלה עשור, מנולה. אמר רבי אשרי קרוי, תכתיב על הוואן אין שבעת ימים צור להימצא בתיכם, וכתיב אך ביום הראשון תשביתו זורם בתיכם. הכיצד? לרבות ארבע עשר לביאור. Well, first of all, how do you know it's not רבות? לילי חמישה עשר לביאור. תסגת את הכמין היומים כתיב, דווקא יומים, נעד לילות, כמה שמה אפילו לילות, no, לא הצטריך עליי. דואית כי שהשבתה צור לאכילת חמץ, אכילת חמץ, אכילת מצה. השבתה צור לאכילת חמץ, זכתו שבעת ימים צור להימצא בתיכם. כי כל אוכל מחמצת, ונכנות, אכיל את חמץ אחר מצד, אכיל כל מחמצת לא תאכלו, וכל מושבתיכם תאכלו מצות. Now we know that מצז בערב תאכלו מצות. Okay, fine, so it's arba'asa, so maybe it's now Emel Rabot Lel arba'asa Lebiur. No, it says, by Yom HaRishon. Okay, fine, Yom HaRishon. Emel Mitzafra. Ah, come on.
Maybe we have a special Motsi Shabbos.
Great. Get to it, man. Shall I record it?